big changes are coming to the Boston Symphony Orchestra as it officially begins its search for a new music director. Yesterday, the organization announced that Maestro James Levine is stepping down. The conductor has been forced to cancel multiple performances in the past few years because of ongoing health issues. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on what's next for the BSO.
James Levine has been the BSO's music director since 2004, and the decision to end his tenure was not an easy one, according to managing director Mark Volpe.
People are sad. You know, those first two or three years were incredible, and then he started, you know, one after another after another.
Levine himself was not available for comment, but his recurring health issues are well known, especially his herniated discs, which have forced him to cancel a slew of appearances over the past few years. In fact, he missed more than half of the season last year, forcing Volpe to scramble for replacements. Speculation has been brewing for months about the maestro's future with his orchestra, and it came to a head last week, Volpe says, at the last minute, before a big performance of Mahler's Ninth Symphony.
He was in a lot of pain. You know, he tried to take some medicines to deal with the pain, and it was not a good situation.
Levine could not take the podium and on Tuesday announced he was bowing out for the rest of the current season. Yesterday, the end became a reality, according to Volpe.
I think he came to the realization that institutionally, you know, another major absence was going to be untenable for the institution, untenable for the musicians.
And untenable for ticket sales, which have suffered. Whether it's because of all the uncertainty is unclear, but something had to be done, Volpe says. He and Levine started talking seriously about this possible solution last November, and the decision was a joint one. Even so, Volpe admits it still feels surreal.
The surreal part is, you know, this moment in time, I knew Jim needed to reduce his schedule significantly. And I just told the orchestra, you know, what was going on, and certainly his concern for his well-being, but they weren't surprised.
I wasn't exactly surprised.
Lloyd Schwartz is the classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix and a fan of Levine.
I had the feeling that this latest cancellation, especially since it involved not just performances in Boston, but at Carnegie Hall and the Kennedy Center, that this was probably just the last straw.
Schwartz is talking about the BSO's upcoming long-planned East Coast tour that was supposed to be led by the maestro. Fact is, Levine has a busy schedule in New York starting at the end of the month at his other job. He's also the music director for the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. Peter Gelb is the general manager there.
The impact on the Met is somewhat different. It's not really comparing apples to apples. An opera company like ours is different than a major symphony orchestra.
Levine is still on the program for performances of Das Rheingold at the Met, where Gelb says the maestro is a cast of many characters involved in the massive production. When asked about managing the potential risk that Levine could cancel those performances, Gelb replies,
"There's inherent risk in opera because there are so many moving parts. In fact, Maestro Levine's attendance record is probably far greater than any singer's here because singers do cancel quite often."
Levine is celebrating 40 years with the opera's orchestra, but there are a few questions for Gelb after news of Levine stepping down at the BSO.
Will his duties at the Met change or his schedule change? The plan is that they are not changing.
The changes for Levine and the BSO are a big concern for many, though, especially for classical music editor Lloyd Schwartz.
I hope they can find someone as close to his level of musicianship as they possibly can.
And the search has officially begun, according to BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe, but he wouldn't say if they already have a replacement in mind.
First of all, it would be presumptuous of me, since the search committee hasn't even met, to start talking names, but I think right now it's wide open.
And who knows, the Boston Symphony Orchestra's next music director might very well have filled in during one of James Levine's absences over the years. He officially steps down in September. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.